The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Feeling better? Looking better? Making life better? It's Life Tips. We'll explore the latest innovations, introduce you to the latest products, and bring you the tips from experts and environmental pioneers to help you lead a better life. Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back to the Life Tips Show, everyone. Byron here. I'm here with John Wibben. John, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Byron.
John, you're out evangelizing your fabulous new book, Content is Currency. Before you tell us about the book, tell us why you would have the audacity and the guts and the time to write a book on content and content marketing.
That's a great question and good place to start. You know, I wrote a book actually 3 years ago called Content Rich, Writing Your Way to Wealth on the Web. I self-published that, and it did really well. It kind of surprised me how many companies picked that up, and we sold 4,000 or 5,000 copies, and companies were saying, you know what, this is a book that needed to be written. And so at the time, 3 years ago, I really enjoyed some early success with that. Flash forward to 2011, and I realized, you know, this book needs to be updated significantly. There's so many changes that have happened, and with mobile coming on strong, and now kind of right in the middle of everything, we really need a book that covers mobile content in detail, as well as the updates in social media content and everything else. So I took a month out in February of 2011, and I just locked myself in a room for literally 12 hours a day, and I wrote it in 30 days. And it was I got a really good wife who okayed that. But I basically took all the current research, all the current best practices, everything available out there, all the current books that were written, which there's a couple other good ones out there, and I basically tried to write the best book possible on content marketing and content development, and I think we got that.
Right on. Tell us a little bit about the structure of the book itself and how you dive in and you know how you sort of piled all this research together and formed some methodology that you think is interesting. You don't need to go through the whole step, all the methodology, but just the process of what you went through to come up with a methodology.
Yeah, sure. So first we wanted to find out what are the best practices out there, what's hot, what's trending, what do companies really need to know. So we uncovered a lot of the great research that was out there, a lot of the great case studies that were out there. And that one, we wanted to make that a central part of the book, to make it as user-friendly as possible, and to make it actionable and easy for companies to kind of get it and get started immediately with their content development efforts. So I broke the book into three sections. Number one is the first section called Content, It's the Currency, just giving readers an understanding of what is the stuff that we call content and content marketing, why is it important, and what do you need to know, kind of bottom-lining it. The second section is Content for the Web, and we include, you know, your website content, press releases, and media rooms, content for social media. Actually, it's just website content, like case studies, ebooks, white papers, articles, those types of things, and then the press releases and media rooms. And then in the third section, we cover content for community and mobile, and that's where we dive into social media, blogging, and video content, as well as mobile content. So that's really how the book breaks down. And essentially, I cover every type of content vehicle out there. You know, like I said, you know, white papers, articles, video, social media, mobile, the whole thing. And basically, I want to give readers an idea of the landscape, what's available to them. And then, you know, they can put it in their own terms and figure out what's important to their business, whether it's B2C or B2B, and which content types or vehicles would be appropriate for them.
Your business obviously ties into what you've been writing about. Tell us a little bit about Content Launch and what you're doing over there.
Yeah, so Content Launch is a business that we developed. Actually, we've been around for 8 years. We started as custom copywriting in 2003. Again, just helping a lot of companies with their copywriting needs right at the kind of the advent of SEO and when SEO was really exploding in the early part of the 2000s. And then we rebranded as Content Launch in early 2011, about a year ago. And with Content Launch, we help companies all around the world with content development and content strategy. And content strategy has been a really important part of our business over the past 12 to 18 months, because a lot of companies are finally understanding that they need to have some kind of plan or strategy for their content. They need to look at everything they have, audit everything they have, and figure out what they need to be doing, and put together a schedule for their content activities. So we help companies with a lot of those types of activities with strategy. As far as blogging and things like that, we manage a lot of blogs for companies around the world. As well, we do white papers and ebooks and those types of things. So we've got over 300 writers in our staff, all U.S.-based, all hand-selected by me over the past 5 years. And we're just helping companies get a handle on their content marketing activities.
What kind of projects are you taking on at Content Launch, out of curiosity? You know, give me a feel for the type of budgets you work with and what kind of what you're targeting, to help companies.
Yeah, great question. You know, it kind of runs the gamut. We work with a lot of startups and a lot of smaller firms who don't have the people or the resources internally to do it. Maybe they don't have a writing staff, or maybe they're not good at writing, or they've got other things they want to take care of. So we help a lot of small startups with their writing needs and content needs. And then at the same time, we work with a lot of Fortune 100 companies. We're working with a large Fortune 100 company right now, $10 billion company, redoing their entire web content for them. I think it's about 150 pages for one of their product categories. So we rewrote and did the meta tags and did some keyword research for them. We've got an ongoing agreement with them. So we've got some larger firms we're working with as well. The nice thing is that everybody is finally getting this stuff. Companies around the world are finally understanding that, they got to get on top of this content stuff, and they got to have a presence on social media. And now with mobile coming along, it's going to be that much more important. So we're fortunate to be in a position where we're helping a lot of companies out there. Let's face it, there's enough for everybody, because every company out there needs to be doing content. And the fact of the matter is, probably only 20 or 30% of them are really taking it seriously at this point.
Do you think that companies are really ready for a full-service content marketing agency? I know that it's very difficult to get buy-in these days to outsourcing full-service content marketing services. I was in that business for a while, and it's tough to do. Tell us about your experiences over there and how you think things are changing in that marketplace.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think a lot of companies aren't ready, whether it's a budget issue or they just, they're in their infancy and they really have other priorities. They really have to make a commitment to it. And number one, they have to see the value in it and realize it's an investment. So many times companies see it as an added cost. But when you add in the SEO components and social media components, it's an expense that can really turn into an investment for you. So part of it is an education process with a lot of the prospects that come along for our business, and helping them understand the value and what the priorities are for them as it pertains to their business. But we're seeing definitely a change in perception over the past year, especially because people like Joe Paluzzi and Lee Oden and a lot of the big names out there in the industry are really pushing the agenda forward and really getting out there and speaking at a lot of these company events and these big media events. And companies are finally getting it, and they're realizing that they get a lot of ROI from this stuff. The traditional tactics, print, TV, radio, they will always be around, as we know. But, the ROI story when it comes to content is significant, and it can really be significant when you talk about mobile, especially for B2C plays. So I'm definitely seeing more companies get on board and understand the value, but I understand what you're saying, that there's still a long way to go, and a lot of companies aren't ready for it, and they do need to make a commitment.
Great answers and a great representation of what's happening in the marketplace. It's fascinating what's going on out there right now, and we're very connected to it as well. Now, for some of the listeners and fans of the show, your name Content Launch, of course, is very much like Idea Launch, which is the parent company for Idea Launch, but we're just meeting for the first time. So good.
Strange coincidence.
It is indeed. We started quite a while ago as well, and you know, have been in this content marketplace for some time, but it's really great to see the name Launch used out there. So hats off to you is there as well. Let's take a quick station break, everyone, and then we'll be back to dive into the book. This is really exciting stuff, and we'll take a quick break and back in just a minute.
Life Tips will be right back after this short break.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. TopSEOs sends you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let TopSEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
MySEOTool.com is your all-in-one SEO management resource. MySEOTool.com makes it easy to optimize and oversee all of your SEO efforts. Line-by-line detailed reports help you identify any problems and show you how to fix them. MySEOTool.com is completely automated. Once you use it, you will see a rise in your search rankings and traffic. Try My SEO Tool risk-free today. Go to MySEOTool.com. MySEOTool.com.
From the creators of We Build Pages, experience the power of the Internet Marketing Ninja. An exclusively trained army of nearly 100 in-house ninjas. Mastered in the arts of social media, local marketing, content creation, SEO reporting, and yes, link building. The Internet Marketing Ninjas will release a new version of their legendary tools to the public. Visit imninjas.com. The ninjas are coming.
The speed of sound.
Webmasterradio.fm.
The flamethrower.
Webmasterradio.fm. We're everywhere.
And now back to Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back, everyone. And we're here back with John. John, welcome back.
Thanks, Byron.
So let's go through some of the methodology over here. How can this book and how can you help us better understand what we should be writing about, where we should be publishing content, how frequently we should be publishing it, how to engage readers? I mean, there's just so many questions I could throw at you, but talk in general about the methodology that you're bringing to the table that's a bit innovative here.
Yeah, you know, that's a great question with a lot of subparts. I think number one is really educating companies out there. I mean, what I've seen, and I speak around the country as well on these topics, is there are those companies that get it and they're on board and they're doing things in the content space. Those aren't necessarily the companies I'm talking to with this book. They already understand a lot of this stuff. They may get some benefit out of the case study material and the mobile chapter, which is some of it's, you know, they're probably seeing for the first time, and maybe some of the social media stuff I talk about. But this book is directed towards the millions of companies out there that maybe just have a website, maybe they've heard of Twitter, but they're not sure what to do with it. You know, there are millions of companies out there that just have not made a priority. So the book really talks to those types of companies and really takes them step by step in what they need to do. I think the really important part of the reason why I wrote this book is because there was no other book out there that covered every single content type that you can write or develop or produce. And you really do need to talk about the entire landscape or universe of content in order to start the discussion. And at the same time, you need to talk about content strategy at the same time to really understand how does all this content fit together and, you know, how are they going to get it all done. So the book is a very comprehensive approach, taking into consideration every area and every angle, not leaving anything out doing it in a way that's very easy to understand. That's the other issue, is that other books on the topic talk a little bit over the head of some of these companies. Again, we got to break it down. We got to make it easy. And that was what I was really striving for. And that's some of the feedback I got from my first book, to be honest with you, is a lot of companies said, you know what, this is the first time I understood it. I got it. And I finished your book in 2 days because it was so easy to read. And most books in the IT area or web development, they can be very hard to understand, very hard to grasp. So I try to make it very easy for companies to get this stuff so they can get started today.
Mm. Walk us through some of the methodology, you know, discovering who your customers are, developing consistent, relevant content. You know, you have some really good angles here. Can you walk us through those? And let's start with discovering who your customers are and what will solve their problems. How do you do that?
Yeah, you know, the first thing you got to do is you got to audit everything you have. You got to understand what content you have currently out there. And you have to understand, you know, who your current customers are. Are you surveying them? Are you talking to them on an ongoing basis? Are you really understanding what their, you know, motivations are, what their needs are? And are you, do you have your, you know, finger on the pulse of the industry? Do you really understand what's going on out there in your space and what's important for your potential customers? So I think doing your due diligence in terms of the industry and understanding the landscape and what the needs are is really important. At the same time, you got to do those surveys. You got to ask the important questions to your customers, and you got to deliver what they want. I mean, the customer has changed completely in the last 10 or 15 years. The customer's in control of this stuff. I mean, they can click off your site in a second and go somewhere else. They are very demanding, much more demanding than they ever been before, and we got to give our customers what they want. Otherwise, they're going to go to the competition. So it's really not only just understanding your customer, but getting inside their head and asking the hard questions and then taking action on those items, the feedback that you get from them, to really address those needs. And that's all where I think where it starts.
Tell us about developing consistent and relevant content in multiple channels, your other strong point here that you make as part of your roadmap.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. You have customers coming at you from a lot of different places. You have potential customers that are going to find out about you only via Twitter. You have some that are going to find out about you through your blog, some that will find out about you through your website. Maybe they read something about you in a magazine. There's a lot of different vehicles that can find out about you, and you got to be present in all those areas. So you have to be doing the same thing across all these different, you know, silos, if you will, because that's where the customers are, and you got to be where they're at. And that's what I tell a lot of companies who haven't embraced social media or are just getting involved for the first time is, hey, there's probably a few thousand, maybe more, potential customers out there that are knocking on the door, but you're not opening the door because you're not there. You don't have a presence. So you got to be there, and not only be there, but you got to participate. It's a community, and you have to do your share in order to connect with them.
The definition relevant content, you know, is one that is so difficult to bestow upon, a chief marketing officer or somebody that's a product manager for the company. Relevant to them is selling their services, right?
Right.
You know, that's what's relevant. Right. But relevant to the end user is something quite different. Can you talk about how you educate people on that important distinction of wants and needs of customers versus wants and needs of a product manager?
Absolutely. That is probably number one on the list of the education process that I have to engage in with companies, especially the larger companies. For whatever reason, you know, they're in the ivory white tower, and they all day long they're working with others in their company. They're not interfacing with customers. They're not in the customer's head or their mindset. So you got to take a step back, and you got to realize, okay, you know, if I was a customer, what would I want to read? What would I want to see? How would I want to interact with this company? And that takes some time sometimes for a lot of these, you know, corporate folks to really get in that space. And the first thing you got to do is, you know, you got to do the surveying. You got to talk to your customers, or talk to the folks that are talking to your customers. And you have to look at what the competition is doing as well. How are the best-in-class companies in your industry who are talking to the customers, what are they producing? What types of content are they doing? Are you looking at that stuff? Are you looking at their webinars and their videos and their white papers and understanding how they're talking to their customers? Number one, you gotta stop selling and start offering advice and best practices and, you know, ideas that they can use today to help them, and whatever it is. And so you do the free stuff in the beginning, and you build that relationship, and then down the line, you're going to sell them something, hopefully. If you stay in their face, you stay in their inbox on a weekly or monthly basis, eventually when they're ready to buy, they're going to come back to you and say, okay, we love all the free stuff that we've gotten from you, all these free white papers and videos and webinars are fantastic. We love what you guys do. This has already helped us with some aspect of our business. Now we're ready to pull the trigger and actually, you know, do something with you. So that it's a mindset change, and it really needs to happen. Otherwise, you're never going to get there, and your competition is going to beat you.
You know, you mentioned a couple of words that really rang a loud bell in my head, and that is, you've helped me with my company. You've helped me with my process. You've helped me with my career. You've helped me get a better understanding of what my own problems are. I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, maybe instead of relevant, we should be using helpful content. Do you agree with that, or can you expand upon that?
No, I agree with that completely. And, you know, a good friend of mine, Michael Stelzner, who's also here in San Diego and runs Social Media Examiner, he's a big believer in this stuff, too. And he wrote a book called Launch that came out a few months ago. It was fantastic. You know, I agree with Michael in that, you know, you gotta stop selling. You got to really understand how can you help and how can you help without strings attached. Because companies are so used to, okay, what are you trying to sell me? What are you selling me? And you have to be upfront and say, hey, we're not trying to sell you anything. We want to be a resource for you. How can we be a resource for you? That's a question that is very important to ask on the outset. You know, how can we help you with whatever your needs are right now? And let us show you what we can do for you. But more than that, what are your challenges right now? What are you faced with? What are the problems you're dealing with on a day-to-day basis that we might be able to help you with? Let's give you a free consultation or two or three to help you understand where the priorities are and what your challenges are. And then maybe we'll talk about a solution for you, you know, a few weeks from now if that makes sense. So it's that kind of mentality. It's that kind of approach that every company out there, especially B2B companies and service-based companies, really need to embrace.
John, having created about 250,000 content assets now for companies and corporations, you know, through Ideal Launch and Writer Access and other things, there's something that has struck me recently, particularly with the launch of Writer Access, and I want to talk with you about it. And in my mind, something is becoming really, really important, and it's frequency and it's consistency in the launch of content, right? And that's critical for the appeal to search engines. It's critical, I think, for building trust and relationships. It's this scattered approach that's killing companies. Can you comment on that and about the importance of consistency and frequency?
Absolutely. That's another key component and one that I talk about a lot in content as currency. Number one, here is what companies need to understand. You are now a publisher, okay? Magazines, you subscribe to a few magazines, whatever they might be. Take a look at their editorial calendar online. See, understand what you get from them on a monthly basis. Look through a magazine issue and see what types of content you're getting from a magazine that you really like. You are now a publisher, and you've got to publish stuff to your audience. That's the mindset change. And so frequency and recency, absolutely. You got to have a schedule. You got to do it whether it's weekly or you know, three or four times a month. I mean, the more you can do it, the better. But at the end of the day, it's got to be quality content. It's got to be stuff that's relevant and helpful. No fluff. It's got to be very heavy on substance. And remember, you're competing with a lot of different blogs out there, a lot of different competitors out there who do get this stuff, who are out there pushing the envelope. With that kind of mindset, that makes it all the more important to get out there and really have a scheduled approach to this stuff. And it is a commitment. You do have to commit to it. You don't want to be a Me Too blog or a Me Too video channel. You got to have some kind of brandable personality there. If you can create that brandable personality and really put it out there, you're going to stand out in the minds of your audience. So, absolutely. If you can't commit to doing a blog at least once a week, I say at least twice a week, then you probably need to wait until you are ready. Whether it's the budget issue or it's the people or whatever the issue might be, you got to wait until you have that commitment. And you can make a total commitment to it on an ongoing basis. Mm-hmm. And the other thing, too, is that, you know, most blogs out there, probably 80 to 85% of the blogs out there are not updated very often. You know, they're once a month or once every other month kind of thing. So you're dealing with, once you start committing to it and you have a schedule, you're in the top 10% right there. So you've already become a player in your space. Now, once you can commit to it and get a good 6 months worth of material, then you reach the upper echelons and you're in the top 2 or 3%. The question then becomes, can you keep it up and maintain it and keep up with the quality? And that's always an important point.
Two more I want to bundle together because we're running a little short on time and we'd like to move along. But this concept of releasing control and letting your ideas spread, and then sharing your ideas and watching other people link to them. How do you do that? Can you explain the process of the thrust of what you're trying to get at there?
Yeah, a lot of companies get a little fearful and scared. They feel like they're going to lose control of their brand. They're going to lose control of their products and services. If they, connect with all these customers and prospects online and social media channels and put all this content out there, they're going to get a lot of feedback, positive and negative feedback. They're going to get a lot of criticism. They're going to have companies on Twitter complaining about their products or whatever. You know what? That's all good. As long as you're out there and you're connecting to it and you're giving them some kind of solution or answer to their problem and responding to it immediately, then you're going to shine. It's going to make you look fantastic, actually, in their eyes, because you're showing that you care. And so there is a big switch, because most companies, they like to guard all their stuff. They like to, make sure that it's completely secure, that nothing bad is going to happen out there, right? That they're not going to hear anything bad from any of their customers or the prospects. And that is so 20 years ago kind of mindset. Once you release that control and you actually put the stuff out there and let your customers share it and curate it and provide ideas and feedback, guess what? The power of the viral web takes over, and all of a sudden you have thousands of other people that are finally finding out about your company for the very first time because your customers are doing the marketing for you. And when your customers can start doing the marketing for you, then you've reached that critical point.
Hmm. Tell us about growth in general. Grow as people find your content through social media and search engines. I mean, what do you see as the big growth for content, the accelerator, if you will?
Yeah, there's so much happening on the content front right now. In terms of growth, clearly the social media and mobile channels, there's a lot of stuff happening in those areas, and new things coming up every day. The first challenge is to understand the landscape, understand what the opportunities are. When we talk about creating a mobile version of your website, well, there's probably a good 30 or 40 different options of how you could do that. What's the best way? What's the budget-friendly way? What's the way that's going to make it happen for you, that you're the most comfortable with, that gets it done quickly, and that you can use on an ongoing basis? So there's a lot of choices that you're faced with content and your content development needs. So it's important to understand what's available out there, what's going to work best for you in terms of the solutions, and then to get started. The growth factors, with mobile, in the next 12 months, we're going to see an explosion in mobile. In 2011, we saw things going off the charts with the iPad and all the other applications that are being made available for consumers and businesses. I would say to companies out there, make sure you got your basics done, your website, your blog, your social media profiles, and at that point, start thinking about the other areas, which are the mobile and more advanced topics in social media, so you can start really becoming a player and becoming an influencer in those channels. That's really the goal, is can I become an influencer, and can I really capitalize on that viral aspect that we talked about earlier?
And the last couple is sort of, increased productivity as customers tell others about you. That's really the expansion of this viral nature. Can you expand upon that just a little bit?
Yeah, there's no guarantee on the viral aspect. That's usually an accident. But if you're covering all your bases and you're doing everything you need to do, and you're out there really, forwarding the conversation and really being proactive and connecting with your customers and your prospects on an ongoing basis, you're going to get that benefit. It's going to happen. There's a little bit of a wait and see mentality, but if you keep doing it every day, making a commitment to it, whether it's an hour a day or 2 hours a day, you got to stay on top of this stuff. And in time, it's gonna come back and provide you a very positive benefit. But any company, this can help any company out there, and it can happen for any company, but you really need to make a commitment. And the other thing is you really need to be sure that your customers have that access to you. And when they do email you or text you or connect with you, that you respond to them as soon as you can and really make it a conversation. And if that customer is delighted with the experience, guess what? They're going to share that with others. They're going to tell other people about you. And, you know, that's just a natural human phenomenon. And content marketing really capitalizes on that very thing.
Right on. Well, listen, John, great having you on the show today. How do you want people to get a hold of you, and who do you want to get a hold of you?
Well, thanks for having me on the show, Byron. I really appreciate it. You know, there's a lot of folks out there like yourself and me that are helping companies, you know, understand this stuff and really, being the evangelist, if you will. I would love it if people would stop by contentiscurrency.com. That's where they can find out more about the book. They can download Chapter 1 for free, look at some of the resources we have there, and find out more about the book in general and see if it's a good fit for them. Contentiscurrency.com. If they do have a need for content development, they can reach me at contentlaunch.com.
Terrific. Great having you on the show, John. Really a great spokesperson for the excitement happening in the content marketing industry. Double fist pump for you. Good luck with what you're doing, and thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Byron. Appreciate it.
Right on. Until next week, everybody, I hope your life is a little smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Thanks for listening to the show. We'll see you next week.